In 1991, we had 2,200 abortion clinics in America, and they were murder mills, killing children every day. Because of what's going on in America today, and how God is stirring up things, and how we are demanding that our tax dollars that funds Planned Parenthood be taken away. I don't like killing children with my money, do you?
No.
And I'm going to be vocal about that. I've already been vocal about that, and a lot of other people have been vocal about it, and because we have, as of today, there is only 710 abortion clinics still operating in the United States of America, from 2,200 to 710. Now then, if I have my way, after the message I have prepared to teach you today, with what I'm going to tell you and show you how we can get this done, in another year, or maybe less than a year, I'm hoping that we completely break Planned Parenthood, and that this time next year there will be zero abortion clinics working in America. Because God said in His Word, that's one of the things He hates, and He hates those that shed innocent blood. Well, if we don't get out there and do something in the spiritual realm and break this power of the enemy, God's going to hold us accountable for these babies that have been killed. Because we have the power to stop this. But we have to do something about it. You as a Christian cannot sit back and do nothing. You have power beyond your wildest dreams. And today I'm going to show you. I don't know how far I'm going to get into the message today. I know I will not get through with it. There's no way I can possibly get through with it. But I'm going to show you as much as I can by 4 o'clock or 4:15, something like that. And then, you know, if you come back next week, we'll press on a little deeper into this, because you don't know. I didn't. I was a Christian from the time I was 11. I mean, when I was 11, nobody told me I had power and authority as a son of God. Nobody told me I had power over the enemy. Nobody told me I could pray and break the power of the devil. Nobody told me I had a Jesus that if I come to Him in faith, I could ask for anything and He would do it. Nobody told me those things. So I didn't know it. And then one day I made a terrible decision. I decided to read the whole book for myself. And that decision changed my life forever. And a lot of other people's. A lot of other people. When I began to read this, I could not believe what I was finding in the book. I thought, why haven't they told us these things? I mean, here's these awesome promises. And I've been in church all my life since I was born. I mean, my mother carried me to church 9 months before I was born. My mother probably conceived me during the week, and the next Sunday I was in church. She didn't even know I was in there, but I was. But all these promises have been available to us as Christians forever, and we don't know these things. So we're going to talk about these things. Now that we had a very interesting event happen this last Thursday in Irvine, California, at the University of California at Irvine, we had the Israeli ambassador going to speak at the university. Well, as he came to speak, obviously, our freedoms we have in America, we allow students to come from foreign countries to be in our schools. And I think that's the biggest mistake we ever made in our life, is to let Muslims come to America and be trained. Because we don't teach them about Jesus Christ. Now, if we let them come over here and run them through a religious course, if we done it like they do it over there, if you come here, you have to go through a course about Jesus Christ. No questions asked. If you come and go to our school, but you got to have somebody in the school that can teach that first, which we don't have a lot of those anymore. So there is a lot of Muslims, and I saw the video already at what happened when the ambassador from Israel was going to speak at Irvine, the University of California, Irvine. He had only been speaking maybe 2 minutes when some Muslim guy stood up and started making slanderous accusations, and so the police took him out. And then he started speaking, and then another one. And before this was over, there was probably 30 or 40 of those people got up and they just destroyed the whole meeting. They were screaming and everything about, and then they went outside and had signs out there, destroy Israel, kill the Jews. But that Jewish ambassador, I was amazed. He never got rattled. Nothing. He was at peace. And when they all left, he finally said, they are the ones. Said, you may think this sounds awful funny, but he said, they are the ones I wish that had stayed and heard what I had to say. But the Muslims are not here to listen what we have to say. Once in a while, you'll win one of them to Jesus, and the reason you will is because somebody will learn how to do what I'm going to teach you from the Word today. If you don't know what I'm going to teach you from the Word today, you will never see a Muslim get saved. Now then, something, since I teach healing schools a lot, one of the things I want to talk to you about this morning is something I've got from a doctor. Now, I already knew this to a degree, but I didn't know quite as much as this doctor has put here. This morning, I got this email and from this doctor, and he says, 10 diseases that are linked to... First of all, let me ask you a question. How many of y'all drink canned or bottled soda? You drink Dr. Pepper, Coke, whatever. I'm going to list you 10 diseases that are directly linked to sodas. I'm going to tell you, well, how long ago has it been, honey? A couple of years ago? A couple of years ago, Cheryl and I, we left the house. And she loved Dr. Peppers, you know. I mean, this girl, after I married her, you know, I mean, I used to like a Dr. Pepper once in a while. I didn't drink many, but maybe one or two or three a week or something like that. But after I married her, whenever we'd start the town, she said, I don't want to stop by the machine up there. Would you get me a Dr. Pepper, a cold can out of that machine? Sure, no problem. I found out she loved these things. So, you know, being a man that's trying to love his wife, I went out and bought a, you know, one of them big 24-pack, whatever, you know, and brought home, put it in the refrigerator, thinking she'll love this. Well, I mean, I'm doing this because I love her. She said, don't do this. She said, I drink too many when they're at home. And I said, well, woman, get a hold, discipline yourself. Well, that didn't go over too well. Well, see, I'm trying to do something to love her. Now that I put her down, so she don't like it either way. So I can't win. It don't make no difference what I do. So anyway, needless to say, I stopped buying her Dr. Peppers, you know, because she didn't want them in the refrigerator. I mean, I could have them in the refrigerator, and I might drink one or two a week, but if she had them in the refrigerator, she'd drink one when she got up, one at noon, one in the afternoon, and take one with her when she went somewhere. She loved those things, and they do taste pretty good, I'll have to say. But one day we left the house, and we got us a can. We stopped at the store, and I bought us both a Dr. Pepper, and we drove down to one of the health food stores to pick up something. And when we walked in, this lady that I know real well that owned the store, she screamed at me and said, Thurman Scribner, what is that thing you have in your hand? I said, well, just a Dr. Pepper. She said, you have any idea what that does to the pH in your body? I said, no. She said, you know, you can drink one of those and it'll take 32 8-ounce glasses of water to bring your pH back to normal. I said, what? She said, they cause all kinds of sickness and disease. I said, wow, okay, I'll take it from you being a woman of faith and a woman of integrity and a woman that knows her Lord and Savior and also knows the health food business real well. I can assure you, I won't never drink another one. Yeah, that's what she said. Yeah, you are defiling your temple with that. That's what she said. You are defiling your temple. So from that day forward, it was been very easy for me to, I hadn't had one. I have not drank one since that day. Now, Cheryl, a couple of times, told me that she has sinned. Oh, you know it. How many times?
6 times.
Oh, my goodness. 6 times. She's going to acknowledge her sin this morning. In the last 2 years, she sinned 6 times by having 6 Dr. Peppers. But that's not too bad for 2 years, right? That's not too bad. But anyway, I want to show you, I want to tell you just a little bit. Since I do teach a healing school, and I want people to get healed, and I know God wants us healed, this doctor, he says, here's 10 diseases linked to soda. Number one, extra pounds. He said, now when people drink drinks, you know, soda pop, it has so much sugar in it that it's going to put, if you drink one a day, just one a day, that will put at least 1 pound a month on your body. At least 1 pound. You got to really do some work and really do some exercise extra to burn that off, or you're going to add a pound. He said, that makes no difference if you drink the diet free or the other one. Now, we had an extremely serious case of a girl one time that had some kind of a serious disease that we just couldn't get her healed. I mean, this girl repented of every sin known to man, but she couldn't get healed. She got worse and worse and worse, and she finally left here and went to Florida because she thought she was going to die, and that's where her family was, and the doctor here told her she was going to die. And so she went down there, and she met somebody in a health food store, and when they saw her and checked her, they said, do you drink lots of drinks, diet-free drinks? Oh, she said, I love diet-free Coke. I drink 3, 4, 5 a day. They said, the aspartame in those Cokes is what's wrong with you. Said, stop drinking those things right now and start drinking an enormous amount of fresh water. And in a week, the girl was totally well. Isn't that amazing? If you learn these kind of things and you hear doctors say it, and then you've seen the results of what it does. In fact, I just also heard Michelle Obama. She had a little speech in Washington about the obesity of our children. Did anybody hear her talk about that? I don't know if that was on the news or not. Well, that was just recent. And she said the average white child in America, 1/3 of them is obese. But she said in the Hispanic world and the black world, it's 50%. Why do we have so many overweight children? Why are we so overweight? I'll tell you why. We got a little thing called a clicker that we go in and plop down in front of a television set, whether popcorn or ice cream or whatever, our meal or whatever, and we click, 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 and all the exercise you get is right there. And do you know you can't get enough exercise to burn off all the thousands of calories you're putting in? You know, when I was a kid, we come in and we eat something, and you know what we did? We went out and hoed the garden for 2 hours. Now, let me tell you, by the supper time, you'd be ready to eat again. And you don't have to worry about being obese. You can stay just as slim and trim. In fact, my mother, I don't know where she learned this, but my mother told me as a young man, one day I did eat something and I went in and sat down. She said, now Thurman, don't do that. Never eat a meal and go sit down. She said, get up and go do something for at least 20 or 30 minutes.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled Authority of the Believer in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online, or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.